Spring training doesn't start for another month or so, but baseball very much in the news this week, although for the wrong reasons. First, the Hall of Fame voting results came out on Wednesday. No players elected for the first time since 1996, of course, because the shadow of steroid use hangs over players like Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens, who, based on their stats, should have been first ballot choices for Cooperstown. And then Major League Baseball and its players' union announced an expanded drug testing program, including, for the first time, blood tests for human growth hormone during the season, and a new test for testosterone. Joel Sherman covers baseball for the New York Post. Joel, so a bad week for baseball?
No, I think it was a great week for baseball. I couldn't disagree with you more.
Because?
I mean, on the Hall of Fame, it's a vote. There's been plenty of years in the past where nobody's gone in. The idea that someone has to go into the Hall of Fame is not written someplace in a Bible someplace. It's a vote.
Yeah.
And I do not see how the expanding of drug testing, which is an attempt to make sure this stuff doesn't happen in the future, could be viewed as bad news. Major League Baseball is being hailed throughout the sports landscape, including by tough organizations like the World Anti-Doping Agency, the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency, as a forerunner in trying to cut down drug cheats.
Yeah, I guess I'm just saying it just is reminding people of the shadow of baseball. But you're right, it's a sport taking a stand. I'm just wondering, you're a Hall of Fame voter. Did you vote for anybody? Did you not vote in protest? I mean, how'd you handle it?
I voted for more people than I've ever voted before, and I think a lot of people handled it this way. And I think, Robin, what's missed by everyone is it's tough to get into the Hall of Fame. You know, to me, banning assault rifles is the Greg Maddox of issues. Why wouldn't everyone do that? Well, you're not going to get 75% of Americans or the Senate or the House to agree to that. 75% is the standard of the number of votes you need to get into the Hall of Fame. Five people on the ballot got more than 50% of the vote. Two got more than 60% of the vote. Go ask your local politician if he'd like more than 50 or 60% of the vote at something. It's just hard to get into the Hall of Fame, even if you're a pristine player. This is the beacon on the hill. It's the 1% of the 1%. That's how many players get in. It's not a lot of players in the history of the game. Over 17,000 have played. Only a handful get into the Hall of Fame. It should be a tough standard.
By the way, we should say you mentioned Greg Maddox sort of being the equivalent of the assault weapons ban for you. He's the player who's considered to be a shoo-in next year?
I'm just saying, like, to me personally, the assault rifle thing feels like it should be like Greg Maddox. It should walk in. And my point is that nothing in American society is that simple, including the Hall of Fame.
Okay. So what does this new testing then do for the sport? We should say that the players in the league had agreed to do some of this testing last year in spring training, off season, for reasonable cause. Now it's going to be random during the season. What does that mean?
I think it means one huge thing that I think has gone under the radar a little. Major League Baseball and its union have the best relationship of any of the major pro sports league to union. We just saw the NHL go through a catastrophic lockout because of the problems between the two entities. Baseball, because of its history, the union is the oldest of the unions of the major sports, and there was such war for so long that they finally got through all that, and they've reached I wouldn't call it peace, but it's certainly not war, and they're able to work together. Remember, people used to yell, why does Major League Baseball not have tougher drug policies? And it's because, look, you might love unions, you might hate unions, but there is a union and stuff has to be collectively bargained. And the union fought it. And now I think the union has listened to its body, the players. I think players generally want to get as even a playing field as possible and make it me against you, not me and my chemist against you and your chemist. And I think now that the union is listening to its body, it's working as close to hand-to-hand as possible with the commissioner's office to try to come up with programs that don't tramp on civil liberties and try to make it as level of playing field as possible, human being versus human being.
It's funny you say the union listening to its body, maybe literally listening to their
yep.
bodies. Joel Sherman covers baseball for the New York Post. Always a joy to speak with you. Thanks, Joel.
Thank you, Robin.
Up next, the price of real maple syrup is skyrocketing, but why was $18 million worth stolen in Canada? Quite a story, and that's next, here and now.